I think most of the reflecting was done before the game. I think the significance of that gesture was to say that it doesn't matter who you follow, who you play for, we're all people, human, in our own right, and when we lose someone before their time, we need to acknowledge that. I think one thing that does happen in this industry is you stand in front of the cameras, or you sit in front of the cameras, and you get picked apart for your ability to apply your trade. It's a very public assessment week in, week out. But yeah, we're flesh and blood. You know, we bleed, we hurt, we laugh, we cry, and we try and look after each other as much as we can. And only people in footy clubs can really understand what that feels like. I think Gil said earlier in the day around that the fun and the passion would not be there this week. And I agree with him in some sense from the fun perspective. We enjoy what we do. We have to enjoy what we do. If we don't, well, then we wouldn't do it. We couldn't do it. You couldn't push yourself to get the best out of yourself. But I didn't agree from the passion side of things. I think if there was a more passionate bloke than Phil Walsh about footy and the way that he went about it and the way that he saw it, well, then, I don't know, he'd be pretty passionate, that guy. So I think that what it does is it brings it back to the sheer love of the game and the good fortune that we have to be involved in this industry and to have the opportunity to run out in the MCG in front of those people and to play the game that we love. So I don't reckon I've had a day where I've wanted to be with the club, with the team, in my whole career more than getting to the ground tonight. I couldn't wait to get in amongst our boys, in amongst the staff, and come and play a game of footy, because that's what we love to do.
He was a guy who really loved footy and cared about the game and how it looked. Do you think he would have been pretty happy with what he saw tonight? It was a cracking game.
It was a good game. Yeah, it was a good game. It was an arm wrestle all night. We scored from stoppage, they scored from turnover, and there was a bit of the sweet and the sour and chalk and cheese that was going on, and the scoreboard was tight or not, and it went at the wrong time again.
Do you think midway through the last you had the momentum? I mean, cloaking the handball was maybe a bit too hard, back the other way, and then small moments up.
Yeah, that's all the game comes down to, doing the basics really well. So we hit 9 points up, going inside 50, had a chance to really have an unpressured kick inside 50 from Geordie to Goey. A couple of contests down the line that they were able to mark and go back the other way and score from. So just little things, little things that we need to get right, basics that we need to get right, whether it's disposal, whether it's sticking a tackle at the right time. And we're doing a lot right. And we'll continue to take the lessons from it. Yeah, look, we'll continue to assess ourselves internally, and I think there's a little bit of license to be good that's still there to be taken by our players. Maybe even just a license to be great. I think we potentially could be good right now, but our consistency of effort. The strength of our leadership and our connection out on field is at a level where you can be more than competitive against any opposition. So the next step is to go from good to great on field. And we've got great standards, and using Phil Walsh's terms, we've got elite standards on and off the field. And it's the last point for us, and this can take a week or 2 years or 3 years, or you could never get there. That transition from that understanding that you're good but allowing yourself to be great, we're really in the infancy of that. And how long that takes is up to us and our belief.
Speaking of great, have you seen better 10-touch games than what Cyril did in
turn or time? No, he doesn't need to do much to impact the game. Yeah, the irony was I thought our small defenders and our defenders in general did a fantastic job. They had to go inside 50 quite a bit to get their scores, and Hawthorn are traditionally a side that scores at a high percentage for their insides, and they only scored from 1 in 2, which is still a good rate, but not at the level that they're normally at. So I thought our defenders did a pretty good job.
Did you feel like after you guys got 9 points up that they actually found another level, or was it just seesawing and they happened to get a couple of breaks?
I felt like when a couple of those moments came that we just didn't make the plays. Whether it was a hard handball or a contest in the air, I thought we were still taking the game on. We still wanted to play our way. Their class shone through overall. But I didn't get the sense at any stage that they were able to find a gear that we couldn't match.
That's not getting out of
Yeah. Yeah, those last couple of goals they got, it was 5v3 out the back, but it was generally off a couple of missed tackles or a fumble or a missed kick that can't be defended. We'd like to say that it's all us, but we're playing a pretty good side.
Do you feel as though you missed a fairly dominant opportunity in the third quarter? 2-9, seemed to dominate large chunks of that quarter. Probably should have gone up.
Yeah, we've been the number one scoring accuracy side for total shots on goal all year, and we went at 38%, so kicked 12 goals, 17 from all shots, only a couple of rushed, and I think 4 goals, 7 from set shots, so that was costly. That's part of being, taking chances is part of being a good or very good football side, and maybe that's the license we're talking about to take that next step.
Are these the sort of difficult to study losses that young teams have as they get? They only have 9 guys under 50 games or something tonight. But you're closing on, you haven't been competitive against Hawthorn for a long time, and tonight you're starting to build, but you're still not quite there.
Yeah, we have been competitive for 2.5 quarters, for 3 quarters, but then they've blown us out. That didn't happen tonight. But who's to say when we break the duck that we don't break it by 30, 40 points? We're not aiming just to get level with sides. We're not aiming just to be at 80% of our capacity. We want to fill our boots and see where we can get to. We'll go through the same, a very similar review process. We'll continue to support each other because there's different blokes going to be affected in different ways by the shock of the events over in Adelaide. But at the same time, I said to the players internally, look, we've had 3 immediate family members of our group pass in the last 3 weeks. They're not on the back page of the paper, but they affect us internally, and we continue to support each other. So that's a never-ending situation, that care and support that we need to provide each other, and it'll be a big part of us improving as a club and as a team.
When you review the game, and you've got 3 draft kids playing in their first year,
Yeah, look, past successes are never guaranteed future success. So the signs are positive for us. I think in any shape or form, if you're inside the club, if you're outside the club, if you're watching the way that we are training, if you spent any time at all internally, if you see the way we play, you can see that we're heading in the right direction. But how far we go will be about how connected we stay and how hard we work and whether we stay hungry to see where we can take this. And that might happen in the next month. It might happen in the next 3 months. It it might take longer than that. But we're in it for the long haul.
It's fairly noticeable that you and Rob went to Jamie at three-quarter time. Just your thoughts on his game?
Yeah, well, he was really quiet. Yeah. Really quiet in the first half. And, you know, probably that comes back to your last question about draftees. I mean, Jamie's has proven to be an almost all-Australian quality small forward with elite, elite evasiveness, agility, can hurt you in many different ways in front of the ball. And he just, at times, just needs to get out of his own way to give himself the chance to go and perform. So we were, just supporting him, basically. And I thought his contest in the second half of the game was a lot better.
I was wondering if there would be a chance to make his son, my fellow American, basically.
How long are you around for?
A couple of weeks.
Yeah. Probably not before you go home then. He's going very well. He's going very well. And he started himself on a pretty tough journey, but he started it really well. He's not going to want for hard work or a positive attitude, and he's bringing a lot to the team and to the club already without playing senior footy. So, yeah, his attitude's first class. We love him around the place.
Is the skipper played any better games than that one time?
No, I'm glad someone asked that. I thought that, that's as good as I've seen him play. I mean, he's played some pretty good games. 20 contested possessions, 10 clearances, 10 tackles, 37 touches. That's fairly dominant. I thought he was everywhere.
Last question, Tony Shaw said that the new tax might have been a factor in not being appointing a goalkeeping coach. Is that true? And if so, in a way, is that a position you might open up next year?
Yeah, I'll repeat. We're the number one goal kicking side in the competition before tonight.
Jesse White's a good performer, but he missed another one tonight. Is it? The critics are a bit harsh. Do you think that one was probably 45 out?
Big fellas had 9 shots on goal, kicked 3-6. They battled away, played their role pretty well. We just got to make sure we finish when we get our chances.
The second one should be backed himself in. I mean, he went long to Swanee and then maybe just go back and slot.
Would you have had the shot from there? Would you have?
I would.
Yeah, no. No, I think, no. You reckon? You dob it? Yeah, okay. No, yeah. We needed a kick. We needed a kick straighter.
Who got the 3 Bradley
votes
tonight? You reckon Cyril or Scott?
I'm not Nostradamus.
Sorry, who's best to field in your eyes?
Oh, the coaches' votes will come out on Monday. Have a look. I need some time to assess.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.